and Monday marks 16 years since the tragic attacks of 9/11. So today, we're going to take a listen to some music associated with that day in a special edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. And joining us is Rita Houston, DJ and program director for WFUV in New York. She was with the station the day of those attacks. Rita, welcome to Here and Now.
Jeremy, very nice to connect with you. Thank you for having me.
And you've brought us some songs that you played that day that people actually called in and asked for. Here is Elton John's classic Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters.
Until you've seen this trash can dream come true, you stand at the edge while people run you through. And I thank the Lord there's people out there like you. I thank the Lord there's people out there like you. While Mona Lisas and Mad Hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night. For unless they see the sky, but they can't, and that is why. They know not if it's dark outside or light.
Now, you say this is one of the songs listeners asked for the most on that day and in the weeks to follow.
That's true. It was a song that really provided a lot of comfort. Certainly, Elton and Bernie wrote that in 72. When they first visited New York. But so many things happened emotionally with music, I think, on September 11th, where songs just took on whole new meaning. And I think Elton's Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters was a song that used to mean one thing. And then for some reason on September 11th, it was a song that listeners were asking for time and time again. We played it quite a bit in the days and weeks following. Lyrically, I think the hope of that song, you know, comes through. I thank the Lord there's people out there like you. I thank the Lord there's people out there like you. Mm. You almost felt as New Yorkers, we felt as if Elton, you know, was talking to us at a time when comfort was needed and music lovers were turning to music to find that solace.
And he actually played that song at Madison Square Garden a month after the attacks in October of 2001.
That's right. And it is, for Elton's songs, you know, the lyrics of that song in general, the lyrics are just very direct and there's a real emotional quality to it. And I think that's why people connected with it. And it's one of those songs that even for me now, if I hear it, you know, your eyes well up. It just, it still hits you, that song, in a way, or at least me.
All right, well, next you wanted us to hear the songwriter Ryan Adams. This song was originally scheduled to be released on September 11th, 2001. It was actually released shortly after. It's called New York, New York.
Well, I shuffled through the city on a 4th of July, had a firecracker waiting to blow, breaking like a rapper who was making his way to the cities of Mexico. Living in an apartment out on Avenue A, had a tall on a corner of town. Myself a lover who was finer than gold, but I've been broken, I've been busted up since. Love don't play any games with me anymore like she did before. The world won't wait, so I bet she that thing right out there through the door. Hell, I still love you, New York.
The timing of that is just eerie. In the video, which was filmed on September 7th, Adams is singing with the Twin Towers in the backdrop.
Artists are plugged into a different plane, and when you hear stories like that, it really does just remind us that I'm sure Ryan wouldn't cop to knowing something that none of us knew.
Right.
But there is something about the creative spirit, I think, when it's open. In any case, yeah, the video is now very eerie to watch. A much younger Ryan Adams, you know, on the promenade in Brooklyn Heights with Lower Manhattan, you know, as his backdrop. And all the New York references in that song bring it home. That song, I think, is interesting because I think it was part comfort, but also this ever sad reminder of that day. I think when we hear New York, New York, New Yorkers, you know, it does bring you back to that day.
And Adams has said it's a poorly written song, even though it is still one of his most popular.
It is one of his best songs, right? He can hardly get off stage without playing that song. And factually, if you try to fact check that as a New Yorker, some of the addresses don't quite exactly add up. But we'll cut Ryan Adams the poetic license slack to create a place called Houston and Third. Those two streets don't actually intersect.
Interesting. All right, well, up next is the singer-songwriter Dar Williams. This is Better Things.
Here's hoping all the days ahead won't be as bitter as the ones behind you. Be an optimist instead, and somehow happiness will find you. Forget what happened yesterday. I know that better things are on their way. Good to see you rocking out and having fun, living like you just begun. Accept your life and what it brings. I hope tomorrow you find better things.
Now, this is a song originally by the Kinks from the early 80s. Williams recorded her version in 1997, but as I'm listening to it, I can hear that, you know, it probably takes on a whole new meaning after 9/11 as well.
And it did bring some optimism and hope, and I think that was a big part, too, of what WFUV meant to people in the time after September 11th. The news outlets were obviously covering the news of the time, so it did become, for us, trying to play songs that brought comfort. And for some reason, Dar was always a big artist for FUV at that time especially. And her version of that tune was like, yeah, here's to what tomorrow brings, you know. I hope tomorrow you'll find better things. And we did hang on to that then, you know.
Well, we have time for one more. This is Paul Simon with Was a Sunny Day.
Was a sunny day. Not a cloud was in the sky. Not a negative word was heard from the people's passing by. 'Twas a sunny day. All the birdies in the trees and the radio singing song, all the favorite melodies.
Paul Simon, somebody with such a strong connection to New York, and I remember him after 9/11 appearing on Saturday Night Live in their first episode after they came back. Why is this song linked to 9/11 for you?
We certainly did play America and Sounds of Silence quite a bit around that time. This one was really more of a personal pick for me, because when I think of September 11th, I always think of what a gorgeous day it was and how the most gorgeous day became the most not gorgeous day. Mm. Anytime we spin that song, it does take me back to that day. Or any time I see a gorgeous day, you kind of look up and go, wow. And that, I think, is the role that music has played in helping us, and the role that music has played artists like Paul Simon, or, you know, even Springsteen writing The Rising after September 11th, and the comfort that those songs have brought to people. It's so important.
Are you going to be playing these songs on Monday on WFUV?
Yeah, you know, it always gets heavy, and it's always, you know, you try to walk the line between the heaviness of it and time marches on part of it, too. It will be September 11th, and anytime you think of the date, I think all New Yorkers will be, you know, it'll just be in the air, and, you know, the Freedom Tower will be lit up, I'm sure, and it'll be in all of our hearts and minds. And I think at WFUV, we will be playing, you know, many of these songs. Love's in Need of Love Today, I think, will be another one. George Harrison's Give Me Love. It will all be a part of the mix.
Well, and I think people across the country, in a different way, will have New York in their hearts and minds. And, of course, the Pentagon and Virginia and the victims of the plane crash in Pennsylvania. So much to think about. Thank you for bringing some music to the occasion. Rita Houston, DJ and program director for WFUV in New York. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.